Our step towards peace, says the Voice of America, not peace itself, as Mr. Carter has clearly explained. Perhaps Mr. Brezhnev's latest differences with Washington are not startling. The cause of perhaps they are even more moderate than divergences of the past, but the cause of East-West peace should be better served if all of the pertinent facts, not just a one-sided selection, were taken into consideration. This is William Wade, and a liar he is, because the Soviets have gone all the way out for disarmament to have on-the-spot check of nuclear weapons and nuclear silos. USA resisted. Every step has been made for nuclear disarmament by the Soviet Union, and not one inch has been given by USA because of this madman Brzezinski. We really do have a madman, like that show they once shown. I've forgotten what the name of it was, when they had some madman as president. Brzezinski sure fits the bill. Kept his arm kept flying up in a Sieg Heil motion, if you remember. And this has been news and comment from the Voice of America, Ron Kennedy. Brzezinski's speech has had very extensive comment abroad. Participants from Arab countries decided to break off relations with Egypt. Rhodesian authorities have introduced martial law in a number of areas in the country, killing and murdering, massacring. Brezhnev's speech has had very extensive, and again, the martial law, that means dictatorship, has been established in Rhodesia. Thousands and thousands and thousands of black children, mothers and women, have been put in concentration camps, tortured and killed. Not understandable at all. Those are the headlines, now the news. Political figures and the press are widely commenting on the speech made by Brezhnev in Baku. The General Secretary of the Soviet Communist Party, Leonid Brezhnev, presented the Order of Lenin to the city in Czechoslovakia. One of the leaders of the Peace Committee, Joseph Rizzo, said Leonid Brezhnev's speech demonstrated the Soviet Union's desire for deepening the peace of the world and easing the tensions and ending the arms race. In France, the Le Monde newspaper, more left of center, said that the Soviet leader has criticized the United States rightfully and other NATO countries for their extensive military expansionism to intensify the arms race. In the meantime, the Japanese press quotes Leonid Brezhnev, head of the Communist Party, USSR, SSSR, can be overcome with goodwill and statesmanship. American newspapers single out the part of Brezhnev's speech where he said that the Soviet Union and United States are not too far apart at the talks on limited strategic arms. Now, that's not very sure of that. Not very sure at all. It would be wonderful if we could say they were close, but it doesn't seem to me that there's too much closeness at this time on avoiding nuclear war, because everyone's preparing for it like mad. The Soviets avoided building any new nuclear weapons, but they've had to build them by the hundreds lately. USA has stepped them up by the thousands, all kinds of devices like the nuclear neutron bomb. Carter and Congress still fighting over a nuclear carrier that was torpedoed. A special interest that Senator Stennis wanted to get done, so we have them at heads on. Unions and safety. Will money follow promises? The AFL-CIO established a new Department of Occupational Safety and Health last month, largely in recognition of growing rank-and-file concern with job health. As to whether it will be carried out and put into effect remains to be seen. But there is a growing class, working class consciousness. Tupelo, Mississippi is rising up in perhaps more unison than any other city against the racism of the police and the city, the number of killings that have been done by the Ku Klux Klan and the Nazis. Even more resistance has been shown there than has been against the killings in Oxford, Ohio, or in other places in Illinois, and even as far as Detroit and north, points north, even in New England, New Hampshire. As you know by now, perhaps no blacks are even hardly allowed to live in New Hampshire. That's how bad the condition of racism in America has grown. But Tupelo, Mississippi, of all things, strangely enough, are uniting and fighting back. Benjamin Spock has been arrested at Seabrook, New Hampshire. Famed pediatrician, Seabrook protesters arrested. 11 anti-nuclear protesters entered the main gate at the Seabrook nuclear station. September 19 and were arrested on criminal trespass charges. The demonstrators were taken by state police to Hamilton Jail and were released after posting bail. Among the demonstrators, the different thing that they ought to do, though, is not to take the bail. Only few, if it were only few, would I take bail, because bail is a part of the capitalist system, because poor people cannot afford to buy their way out of jail. Among the demonstrators was Dr. Benjamin Spock, pediatrician, who's been a great fighter against nuclear war. Observers said three of the protesters refused to walk to police vans and were then dragged into the vans and beaten, including Dr. Spock. The demonstrators were protesting the construction of the nuclear facility, which resumed August 14. A spokesperson for Clamshell Alliance in Boston said the protest was consistent with the group's call for decentralized action against the plant. When they start beating up a man like Dr. Benjamin Spock, the most famous pediatrician in the world, you can believe it's getting pretty bad in the world. USA is in grave danger when a man of his prominence and power can be beaten by police right in front of the public. You can bet that we're headed for trouble. A black ninth grader from Washington, D.C. lies critically injured in a local hospital after a police officer shot him in the side. September 18th, Officer Curtis Hill, who is also a police officer on special duty in plain clothes, when he came across the 16-year-old Maurice Bloomer Lucas, who was playing with a toy BB gun in an alley. According to eyewitnesses, white and black, Lucas was casually explaining that the gun was a toy when Hill shot him in mid-sentence. It was a cold thing to do, to watch, recalled Carlton Green, white man. Everything happened just like that, real fast. Then this little boy, is sprawled out in the alley crying for his daddy, and this cop comes over and steps on his wrist to keep him from going for the gun. I couldn't sleep last night thinking about it. Lucas' father, Richard bitterly denounced the shooting, insisting that he refused to move from the family home in the heart of Red Light District, which is becoming extremely unsafe because of police brutality in Washington, D.C. But noting that the local spectators had offered large sums of money to buy us out, Richard Lucas told his oldest son, Caesar, "You don't understand, son, how hard I worked to build this house, so all you and your mama and your brothers would have something if I passed away. We got something now, boy." Yeah. Foolish black people who think they have. "We got pride." Yeah, what kind of pride? "Just because we live in this red light district don't mean we have to be like junkies and pimps, and it sure don't mean we have to be treated like them. I'm not leaving, not until I'm dead." "A BB gun," he said. "How could they do this to my boy over a BB gun? The boy is dying and will undoubtedly die." The horror of the fact is, the policeman, special duty policeman who killed him, was also black, an Uncle Tom. Thus ends the reading of the news, and I could give you all over these news reports that have come in, I could give you dozens and dozens of black people being killed, Indians being mistreated, reservations, maltreatment, beatings, all kinds of harassment, jailings. I would bore you to death, or if you've got any sensitivity, and many of you have, I could pain you to death. There's no need to pain you any more today. Thus ends the commentary of the news for the day. Remember, there could be a called test. We are going to be testing those, except those that did not fail. Those that passed are free, and those names were read off, as I recall, and you will be exempt from the test. If you passed test two times back, you must now take the test when it comes. Anyone who passes this test will then be free from the next test. Remember, that's how it works, and when people during tests want to do something else, you must tell me exactly what you're doing, what creative work you're in, where you are going to be, so we can see the results, the productive results. And some comply with that, but a few never do. A few never bother to tell me what they're going to do. I know some consistently who have done so are Norton and Grubbs and Talley, but some of you never do. And we're going to put you on public services. You do not have the right to step out of a public rally or a meeting without telling us what you're going to do. Meetings are called right now till the Soviets come. We will have a little Soviet language, Russian language, every evening, 7:30. 7:30. We'll be teaching a little bit of Russian tonight. Thank you very much, and I love you deeply. Hello. Supervisorial reports, supervision reports from each crew manager. I'm seeing too much people wandering about, uncontrolled, undisciplined, unstructured. I want the old report system to be put back in effect, to go to the administrator, the analyst, but also to me. I want to see that supervisors are not CYA, covering their own. I want you to be sure to be reporting on the work production of your people. We have too many people depending for their freedom on our lives, our work, our energies, our productivity. And if you don't have conscience to respond to it, then we will have structure that will require it. There are hard-working people back there, seniors, still laboring at an intensely hard labor, to try to make this place go, while some idle about, just find them everywhere. I want them out, I see you everywhere. Now I want it stopped, and I want crew reports from every supervisor, and they better be honest, don't cover yourself. You be a good worker so that those that you supervise will also be good workers. I'm counting on you. We don't want or I don't want, and I know many here don't want, the blood of people on our hands. With a man like Brzezinski, a madman who talks about, excuse me, gentlemen, I must leave you reporters to go in to talk about genocide plans, to joke about killing masses of people, murdering races. Genocide means murdering races. And he made the damn quote. It's in Harper's, it's in Playboy. I don't understand how we can be so hapless and unconcerned about those good people back there. So by God, please, I'm demanding it, and if not, I'm going to take strict measures to see that we step up this situation and quit fooling around. Thank you and much love. Tavares, I am intending to have at least 3 reports from supervisors. You will give those reports also to the administrator, my son, Johnny Jones Sr., and the analyst. There are too many people who are not giving account of their time. I am observing, walking around, watching the movement of people. They are moving like sloths, like snails. I want a personal report from every supervisor at every level to me 3 times a week on the performance of the workers. It is not right when our people's lives rest in the hands of a madman. He is Dr. Strangelove. He is crazy. Brzezinski believes nuclear war is necessity, an absolute necessity, and we've got to get our people out of there, damn it, and you've got to work. If you don't have conscience, then we'll create structure for your conscience. Now, I want those reports by the supervisors 3 times a week to me on how their workers are working. We've got to structure this place, see that people do not walk around irresponsibly, sluggishly, like they have nothing to do. It is important. It is murderous. It is absolutely inhumane to allow people to continue to be dilatory and careless about their work when so many people, the line has grown. It's over 200 now of people who have never heard of People's Temple who want to come here to be free. Please, for God's sakes, have some conscience. If you don't, the ones of you that do have conscience, report on the ones that are playing around, not working. Look around and see and report those that are not working and doing their job. It is bloody. It is inhumane. It's absolutely cruel not to work when we have so many people depend upon us for freedom. We have seniors still working 18 hours a day, even though we demand that they don't, to see that there's money for this project. I want this taped. I want this repeated so that we will have this message reiterated and repeated and implemented. That means put into practice immediately. We want to produce in the highest fashion possible, planning areas, beautifying areas, making this production go to the best. I have only had 3 real creative ideas on how to make money. Others have minds. You could think of things if you cared. Get your mind to work and think of things like Norton have thought and Grubbs have thought and other people like Fitch and a number of people that I could go on and on down the list that have thought about how to make money for this cause. this collective cause and Ruby's doll idea. We need your assistance immediately. I've missed some names, but we have 1,200, 1,300 people. Out of this place, you ought to be able to think. Use your damn mind for some way to make money. And I want to hear reports immediately. Report them into my suggestion box, which will be picked up today. I would like to ask that some of you get to the point. You write the letters so damn long that you could say in one-tenth the time what you say in 10 times the letter writing. Please say exactly what you have that you criticize about the program, suggestions to me, self-criticism and group criticism of me and the other workers. Please do this. We need it badly. We need to do everything in our power to make money, to make this place expand so we can get our people to freedom. It was pitiful to see Frances Johnson cry about having to go back, but knowing that she needed to do so for the welfare of this group. Please, I beg of you, I urge from my heart, don't let them down. Don't let them down. I love you very much. Attention. Drasvuce Tavarish. You have been told repeatedly that we must have this kind of work productivity. We have a lot of costs. We spent out $300,000 this week in defense, getting ready for the onslaught that will show that Stone and all of them that were involved in plans of murder through the CIA. I ask, as I said, that you bring in your report. I want 3 reports from every worker about their supervisor also, not just one-sided team. Now, supervisors, I picked you by choice that you would be responsible. See that your workers is putting in the best of all possible reports. Again, around the cottages, they're not what they ought to be. Plant some things. Ask Gene, he'll tell you, to plant things that make beautifying, because the next visit they will obviously want to come over to the cottage area. Have the porches filled with plants. Much could be done that's not being done. Much damn waste. And believe me when I speak of 104 and 105 temperature, and all I think about is your welfare, I would appreciate deeply if you would give us that concern. Remember people's rally this evening, primarily to study Russian. It's necessary because we've got some powerful guests coming. I love you very much.
Just a minute, please.
Attention, attention, attention. Здравствуйте, товарищ. Just a little use of the word that you may know in different languages, like that from one to one. We should have perhaps days where we insist on nothing but. That's what U.S. colleges do, and other places learning language. They will have you speak the language all day as a requirement. Now, my urgency is this. Stand by. It's about this. Rita Lennon and her community have the most important work in the world. Now, I have assigned that certain letters be written by every member of this community. That doesn't mean one of you, except we have letters welcoming Muhammad Ali. You are to write them just as she dictates them, saying that we appreciate what you've done for world peace and how you spoke out on the fact that the Soviet Union wasn't an ogre, wasn't some kind of a evil pit, but I would avoid that more than just say what you've done for world peace, and bravo for your victory, and invite him here. It's already strongly likely that he will come because he's very close friends of several that we are, namely Lang and Fried. Secondly, there should be cards written and reported for people locally who have deaths or have some other situations in which we owe gratitude. When Rita calls you for your letter to your family or to whoever, I don't want any lip. I insist, I want no lip. There still could be more mooing about with some rapidity, and I would appreciate it because I've gone some time, as is obviously seen, I've gone some time without sleep. Stand by. Rita Lennon will be asking you about letters to Greg Dick Gregory, outstanding friend of Mark Lane, who was with us here, Professor Mark Lane and Dr. Fried. You'll be asked to write those letters. They'll be brief, but it's not too much to be called, and I don't want difficulty given. That's a part of the war we have. We're on the top. We're definitely moving on the top by getting some of these influential people, but even children.
Yes, that on the chair for you.